and I know that group was a very interesting guest speaker. I don't know if there's a lot I can say about Justin Lloyd, except that he has a really cool name for his company. His company is called Infinite Monkey Factory. And as you probably guess, he's in the video game industry. I'm also a little jealous because he has the coolest title, Director of Monkey Business. Justin spent 29 years working in software and hardware, 22 in the video game industry. He's developed commercial solutions, and he's also worked on a number of game titles. I'm sure you've heard of Civilization, Pitfall, Shrek, and my favorite, Star Wars. He's a technology and photojournalist. He writes regularly for magazine and web, including Game Developer Magazine. And he has art and music that's been included in several notable games. He's also had a brief career working in improv comedy and the anime industry, working on two commercially successful titles. He's currently working on a comic book. This is the job. One day he wants to do something productive after he figures out exactly what he wants to do. And without further ado, let me introduce to you Justin Lloyd.
Good evening. Excuse me if I seem a bit nervous. The last time a college invited me to their campus, it cost me $100,000 in tuition fees. When I was asked by a member of staff earlier where I would like to sit on stage or in the audience, I tried to choose the audience, but unfortunately it didn't go as planned. You see, at the age of 6, I fell off the stage playing an animated talking mushroom. In my school's production of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and the experience has haunted me ever since. Exactly, Snow White. When I was talking about this commencement address to some people around the office, they were surprised that I was asked, "You," they said, "but you can't go 10 seconds without using foul language." So for those parents in the audience worried about this, don't worry, I won't use any language you wouldn't hear in your daughter's or son's college dorm any day of the week. One of my coffee mugs at the office, I don't recall exactly where this particular mug came from. This particular mug has one of the inspirational slogans on it, something you can find on inspirational wall posters in corporate conference rooms across the country. The slogan reads, "What would you attempt if you knew you could not fail? What indeed? You could attempt anything you wanted." In case you hadn't heard, and I'm sure this will come as a shock to many of you, life is full of failure. And that's a good thing. But how most people define failure isn't how I define it. A few public failures that we might have heard of. An obvious one, Albert Einstein. His best work in theoretical physics whilst failing at so many other things. Bill Gates, a college dropout. Steve Jobs, both a high school dropout and a college dropout. Thomas Edison, he failed thousands of times in his experiments until he got something just right. James Dyson, inventor of the Dyson vacuum cleaner, tried thousands of variations on one particular product until he was satisfied with the result. All of them failed repeatedly. But we remember them or know them today as successful people because they never gave up trying. So long as it isn't life-threatening or illegal, you can treat every endeavor in life as one where you cannot fail. I wouldn't recommend applying this attitude to bank robbery or your first untrained attempt at open-heart surgery, but the principle is sound. So many people educated never to be wrong. They have the fear of failure or of being wrong about something instilled them from the very first day of school. In high school, on your SATs, later at college, there is only ever one right answer. For these people, their failure is that they are often afraid to experiment or unwilling to learn on their own. They require tuition from expensive degree-granting colleges to feel they have learned anything. The best lessons in life are learned when you fail at something. I think more schools should attempt to teach failure. Failure 101. What a class that would be. To teach you failure, you have to encourage students to ask the what-if questions. Perhaps Westwood College could invite George Bush to be the commencement speaker for that graduating class. Involves politics. Thomas Edison, when asked the viability of his particular light bulb and other inventions that he'd worked on, stated, "I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." I'm sure many in the audience learned to ride a bike when they were children. I'm sure you mastered it years ago and could ride one even today. Some of you may have actually ridden one to a college this past week. But who am I kidding? This is LA. Did you fail at riding a bike? Did you ever for one moment believe that you would fail? All the other kids on the block could do it. If you have older siblings, they were probably riding around too. So why not you? You didn't stop. You just kept trying. Absolutely positive that this is something you could do. Until one day, you could ride a bike as easy as falling off a bike. So I want to redefine failure. Instead of it being a binary on or off, black or white, right or wrong viewpoint, we should look at failures as an analog system. A continuously varying signal that offers feedback on what we are doing. We failed the first time we tried to ride a bike, we failed the second time, and if you were like me, you probably failed quite a few more attempts and failed them in painful and interesting ways too. I learned to ride a bike at an accelerated rate. The farm that I grew up on was at the top of a steep, winding mountain road, and speed has a way of educating very quickly which is the front brake and which is the back brake in just a few short, painful lessons. I still have the scar here on my chin that reminds me of what I learned. What would you do if you could not fail? I believe that failure does not come when we fail to reach our objective, but when we stop attempting to reach them. I have a small video game development company, as you know, that I started a little over 5 years ago, and every year since then we have doubled our revenues. Now, I started this company while sleeping on a friend's couch, living out of two suitcases, living on a tax refund for the previous year. I was determined not to fail. Failure for me at the time, the easiest thing in the world, would have been to go and get a regular job. No matter how hard things got, though I wasn't sure whether I'd have money next week for food, I knew that if I persisted, I could not fail. I believe my company will exist for as long as I'm alive and people want video games. It will only fail when I stop trying. Once you have left school, left college, life is not graded on a curve. It is not graded at all except in your ability to earn a paycheck. Don't be afraid to fail, because it is by failure that we improve and learn. Don't be afraid to be wrong. If you only pursue those things in life where you cannot fail, you won't grow as a person, you won't experience life's full potential, and you won't ever achieve very much. I hope today that I'm looking at some of the biggest failures that history will ever see. Act as though it is impossible to fail, and it will be impossible to fail. Just don't rob any banks. Thank you.